So welcome to Street Talk number 10.
We have
David here today. David Ravliati, the other podcaster.
Actually,
I have so many people stopping and saying, ¿Tú sabes que hay otro muchacho no haciendo podcast?
¿Quién es?
Pero nadie se da cuenta.
¿Quién es? Le voy a pegar.
Actually, David,
que soy yo. Yo soy aquel.
Pero tú eres business, ¿no?
Yo business. That's my area. Pero bueno, business is like
business
life.
No sé nada.
Business is life.
Business, you've been doing it for how long?
2 years, yeah.
Exactly.
Two years. Similar.
Similar to me. I remember when I started, you gave me lots of tips.
And I was learning from you as well, and it was a bit like, and how do you record your interviews, and what microphone do you use, and where do you do it? And I think it's just evolved.
I think it's nice, you cannot possibly think that you cannot learn from other people, because if you think that way, entonces no va a llegar a ningún lado.
Mira, do you know how many times we met and discussed, and how do you do this, and what do you do with that? And we were both learning off each other and doing, in a small place like JIB, we have a market for what we both do.
Yeah.
So it's brilliant, and we get on really well.
And we get it, and it's about collaborating, ¿no? Que puede decir, pero hay otra persona que hace los podcasts. Have you, why have bad BGBs? Cuando a lot of the times that we're talking about is very different. Okay, so I'm flattered to be in the show.
No,
porque this is Main Street, literally.
Yes, this is Street Talk. Although sometimes we do diverge
the nitty gritty
talk. Pero esto es just before Christmas, but it's going to come out after Christmas for various production reasons. I want to say a big thank you to Charlie, who's our producer, who's brilliant, and about to become a father of 3. So yes, Charlie has some challenges on the way. So thanks, Charlie, for all your hard work.
Good luck.
And also thanks to Latinos, because Tony and Lulu was very kind and said we could film here. So here we are.
Vale.
Have a list. Dab has had
nothing.
Sick children this week.
I've had 6 children for the past 2 weeks.
That's, that's awful, because I remember when that was like that with me.
¿Está mejor?
Uno se pone mal, después el otro se pone malo.
Está mejor, lo que pasa que it's cancer.
Claro, that's how my colleagues are in the office as well. Uno, si no está malo, si no está uno malo, lo pasa al otro.
Y después lo que pasa es que tú sigues para adelante, pero está cansada, y you're very short, and you're very short with them, but it's not their fault, they're just sick.
Yeah.
Pero te cansa.
Claro, your stress levels are higher.
I've resorted to sitting in front of my fireplace heater thing de noche, and just looking at the flames, así, ¿vale? Porque estoy tan cansada.
Hypnotic.
Sí, porque no quiero que nadie me hable.
No,
no quiero saber
nada. But is it a Christmas fireplace or just a fireplace? No sé, como... Porque that would stress me out.
What's a Christmas at a fireplace?
No, the fireplace not. If it was Christmas right now, because I'm too, yo no tengo niños malos ni nada, but I just moved home.
Yeah.
I don't know where anything is. Yesterday I tried to wrap the 2 presents that I bought so far, and I can't find.
2 presents you bought so far?
I'm stressed.
Pero estoy stressed.
Are you stressed?
Sí, bueno, no, stress is a big word, pero sí, estoy more short.
¿Te voy a pegar?
Porque estoy como, ¿dónde está el sellotape? Baby, ¿está dónde está? Where are the scissors? And I just don't know.
I would just stab you with my scissors.
No, this is
implied violence.
But
this is hypothetical violence.
No, this is potential, you know, this could, you know, this is stress levels up at Christmas.
Yo tengo,
¿qué tengo un chance?
Yo tengo un whole area, my bedroom lleno de regalos. Le dije,
ay,
no
está claro.
To look. Y ayer mandé al niño to get a stool so I could do something, change
and
a light bulb. Y me dice Mikey, but do I look or not? Digo, bueno, how else are you going to get the stool? Just get the stool.
Pero si, Mikey,
do I look at the corner because the stool was beside
me? Pero si va a cumplir 18 años, Mikey.
Ya lo sé, pero
what are you doing?
Hidden.
But I think at that age you probably won't look.
Because he wanted
younger,
a present,
you're looking.
And I've pretended that we don't actually have, that it's sold out. So he's very disappointed, because it's a very specific thing that he wanted.
Well, tu madre ruined my birthday present.
Well, no, you
Mikey.
Might as well tell us, because
I
this is coming out after.
She did.
What is
bueno,
it?
Anyway,
yo le iba a comprar al niño para el birthday,
sí.
Y la madre la estropeó, la abuela.
Sí, la abuela se lo compró. Le he comprado un Mega Quest 633 mask. De eso.
What is that?
To see.
I don't know either.
Ah, como un VR.
It's like a VR.
Pero que para el Xbox o algo, porque
no,
yo
para
eso no.
Nintendo.
Ah,
connected with the Nintendo.
No, pero eso no vale para todo.
You lost me.
Ah, yo qué sé.
No, el
it's
PlayStation
a,
es VR.
Thing.
Sí, yeah, but one of them.
He doesn't
yeah.
have a PlayStation.
A mí me da mareo, yo no puedo usarlo,
well,
me da fatiga.
That's what I've got him. There was like the last one in the shop. But it's, anyway, he doesn't think.
Yeah.
He thinks the shop is sold out. So by the time he's, I know.
But it's human nature. It's like, do not look behind the store.
You wanted to talk about creative presence.
Well, not only because I wanted ideas. Because, but I think by the time this goes out, I think it might be too late.
No importa, pero me gusta. Me gusta esta conversación.
Sí, pero no, because not that I have any ideas, but I have literally bought two presents. Okay, the other ones are vouchers, no? So I can buy people vouchers, but
okay, vouchers
I wondered what is the most creative. What's the most?
No, I don't think
do you
so.
Not want to, don't tell me that because that's what people are getting this year.
That's what your two presents are?
No, they're two presents.
No.
But I want them. One's wine. And another one is the strawberries Baileys.
Okay, ooh, strawberry Baileys.
See, my sister loves it.
Okay, empalagoso.
Mira, lo venía aquí de esta nieta, and I just thought.
Uy, empalagoso wild, me encanta.
Bueno, maybe it's not maybe a bottle in a sitting, but have you? What's the most creative present you've ever done?
Not a bottle.
The most creative present I've ever done. Bueno, book a holiday and put it in, like, print out this letter with this poem and wrap it up, put it in an envelope.
That's a good idea.
That's a good idea.
Because you don't need the present at the
time. No, you write something out, you type it all up, you print it out, and that's it. And then you give them the...
I have one of those receipts.
Oh, those are my favorite presents. I've only had...
Esto va a salir después de Christmas y en verdad mis hijos no lo van a ver. Pero...
Spill the beans.
Mis hijos van a ver pink and June.
You've got tickets.
I have everything.
Oh, yeah.
Tickets, hotel.
Where are you
flight.
Going?
Todo. You said, Missy, I'm going to have a pink, but really, you're going to see pink.
Yes.
Of course.
No, because normally my husband and I go. Pero they love her, and we've been wanting them for a long time to experience a concert. Y como no lo vamos a llevar a lo que normalmente vamos nosotros, dale los Eagles y Red Hot Chili Peppers. Que they would. They would love it.
Yeah, wow, they would like it.
They would love it.
They might not like it at the time, but then they look back.
No, they do like it, eh? Mi casa es de música, so they love everything musical, pero que obviously Pink for them. Con KF.
I love Pink.
Oh, yes.
And she's amazing live, eh?
She really is.
She's amazing when she's singing. She doesn't go off key.
El acrobatics,
flying across. No, like, honestly, you're going to have an amazing... So that's the best present ever. No, and now I feel kind of really bad.
Now you feel really bad with your voucher and your Baileys.
Marks and Spencer voucher and a bottle of Baileys. And you can tell where I am.
You are.
Ooh, I'm a radius.
You've just reminded me, man.
I work here.
The Secret Santa and El Trabajo.
Oh. So
the Secret Santa.
¿Qué te dieron for Secret Santa?
We have a time on
this
year. Me dieron el Funko Pop de Harry Potter when he's pushing the trolley between platforms 9 and 10.
What's the Funko Pop?
One of those little figures.
The figures that have the big head.
I have seen them.
That's a ridiculous name.
So you collect them then? I've never met a collector.
We are everywhere.
Mike is my son has a bunch of them.
Yo tengo Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings.
Where do you put them?
Yo tengo una vitrina con mi Lego.
Wow.
I'm not very grown up.
No, but who's grown up in it? What is grown up?
No sé, la gente que le gusta ir con su bolso de Marc Jacobs y van por la calle tocan la bufandita.
Una bufanda, I've got a scarf.
We both got a scarf.
Sí, pero no.
No, I know what you mean,
Yo no tengo the whole... No.
Bueno, mira, vamos a hablar de manifesting, David.
Yes.
Porque we've had the conversation before about manifesting. I'm big into it this year. My daughter's the one who's taught me about it. Because she manifested the career of Harry Styles. We managed to get tickets. Mom, you've got to manifest. And then when we went to the Harry Styles concert, we manifested that Harry Styles, in front of 68,000 people in Madrid, would say the word Gibraltar.
No way.
We spent a week manifesting. He said the word Gibraltar. Do you know why?
Tu lo viste el video.
And I nearly died. I swear to God.
No, you told me the story, but I didn't know that.
The video of when
because
he said the...
Because he gave this girl the gender reveal of her child. And she said, Lucy, where are you from? And she said, Gibraltar. And he went, Gibraltar? Can you imagine, the middle of Madrid,
so that
Spaniards, Gibraltar, Alicia Gibraltar.
But that was a whole unrelated situation.
We've been manifesting
that we wanted
Harry Styles somehow in his gig to say Gibraltar, and he did.
What he needs to do is sing about Gibraltar.
Sería ya for PLC,
that would be...
Harry Styles,
llévame.
but that would be really good. When are you? Look,
how do you do it?
It seems like I'm talking to a pro because you obviously know.
No.
I'm relatively new to it, también, and I think you've manifested something. And okay, so back in the day, you know, I'm 45 this year. Like, it was always de toda la vida or resolution. What's your resolution this year? What do you want? And it's always
like
around
a New
this
Year's
time.
Resolution.
See, because like and something. I know, but that's what introduced me to manifesting in the first sense. You know, I'm saying you are looking towards the new year, the future, and usually you do this around this time. You know, like traditionally you do this with resolutions.
Resolutions,
see.
Manifesting, no.
But manifesting
is
there
is anytime.
You can do it anytime. I guess. But I did it. I did my manifesting towards the end of last year, right? And I did. I was talking to the girls in the office. Okay, they were like an education. They were like, and I was like, ¿eso de qué va? And they started telling me what it was. And rather than think of resolutions, which a lot of the time you go, voy a dejar de fumar, or I'm going to go to the gym more, or I'm going to eat less, I'm going to lose weight. This is just about actually being positive and setting an intention.
An intention. And you have to set an intention.
But how do you set the intention? You say it. You say
yes,
it to yourself.
You say it.
In the mirror, like you look in the mirror.
No, I don't.
No.
I say it out.
As you're walking around.
And I say it. Yo se lo pido. This is going to sound really hippy-dippy, in plan, me fumo tres canutos. No. But I ask the universe.
Okay.
Yo no soy religiosa, so I'm not going to pray to Jesus ni nada de eso. But I say it, digo, mira, please, can this happen? If it's meant to happen and if it's going to be good for me, can this happen?
Okay.
No, please, me puedes regalar alguien un Ferrari? No.
Oh, I want to win the... For me, it was see, like, I think we've all got our ways. And I think, again, no, I always put candles. Como loco de la vela.
See, no,
candles.
It's different.
It's almost like you go into my house sometimes, if there's
like
something going on, it's like something about sending light or reminding yourself
light,
about,
yeah.
about an intention.
That's right.
And for me, it was more about if I want to change my professional circumstances or I want more my relationship to change in some way.
That's right.
It's kind of... writing that down for me, I write everything down.
Sí, and journaling, then, tanlo gratitude.
Claro, pero no, but just keep that as an overseeing thing that you want to do. So grow closer to my partner,
yeah.
say. Well, if
yeah.
you put that there, what does that look like?
Or...
support them in what they want.
Yeah.
No, I want to marry my partner, but that's what happened to me this year. So it's like. So you
well,
go.
You wanted to marry your partner.
When I put in, honest
you
to God.
You wanted to marry you.
Me dice a mí, me dice, yeah, pero me dice a mí, David, ponlo on tu board. Yeah, it's a joke. Put it on your board for next year. I wrote, move closer with Joaquin, and I drew two rings of sin, but it wasn't even in my mind to get married. And then this year
you
we got married.
You put it on your board.
I said, buy a home.
Did he see it?
And I bought a home this year. Okay, de verdad. Estoy como, what do I put on my board? Anything, I'm taking requests.
Oof, I've got a whole list.
But when we all do, but it's about remembering that it helped me with the home, especially because you have to save. And I've never, you know, a mi edad, I haven't had a property before. So it's remembering that you have to make those choices. So for me, it wasn't going in the mirror and going, reminding, but having my board, get an A3 piece of paper on the wall.
For example, the whole mirror thing, no? Cuando te dicen, look in the mirror and say, you're beautiful. Yo soy la tía más cínica del mundo. Yo, por ejemplo, como, shut up. I can't.
Yeah.
Pero what I do, for example, is, hay veces que digo, yeah, you can. Me hablo yo, no digo, yeah, you can, no seas tonta. This is silly. You've done this before, come on. And before you couldn't, mírate ahora. En ese plan, ¿no? Como like your own, you champion yourself. Pero yo, por ejemplo, like I said, I talk about it, yo hablo mucho sola. Vale, y estoy, venga, if this is going to be good for me, if this is going to help me in my journey, can it happen, please, can it happen? Y mira, lo de que yo quería part-time pasó.
That's right.
Digo, and I was very happy, and I thought, nunca va a pasar, porque esto es algo que es muy difícil, mira, ha pasado. I'm still on that journey to see how it can improve things because it takes a while. It's not like por acá you start working part-time y hay flores y pajarito and it's all beautiful.
No,
but it does. It's progressive.
And also if it's meant to be. So obviously with you, it was meant to be.
See, like there's one thing that it just, it was a mega coincidence, but maybe when it comes to things like I want to buy a car or, you know, something that some of the people watching or whatever might want. But then by having that present and visible.
So you're more aware.
Then you're just going, well, no, I'm not going to go out tonight. Actually, I'm going to save a minute. And something to bam, and then it's hungry monkey, mela, mela, sandwich. That goes towards the fun. So it's just being more positive, right?
Y también, en verdad, there's a big... Como desde los organizations as well, ¿no? Ya no es como no eres todo willy nilly. Ya you're thinking about it more. You're more focused. So
driven.
You don't make these random decisions that then you think.
Yeah.
Sí.
No sé.
Maybe. Sí.
Well, I love the whole idea of manifesting. I think more people should do it. I kind of say like you say it to the universe. I'm religious, so I'll say, I God, please. Or, please, Lord, if you're listening. And I talked to him because he is.
Wait, when I was
kind of prayed to.
When I was religious, a mí siempre me costaba mucho trabajo de pedir.
Pero yo siempre pido como pide tú. Por ejemplo, I ask for it if that's your will, then let it be done, or things like that. If that should happen, then let it be done. Mm. Then I went to a talk one day with this lady who talks about manifesting to the universe. So I do that as well now. I manifest to both.
Me encanta, qué lista eres, claro. Kicks por si pega, ¿no? Qué bien.
No, pero part of it, I think, is not just PD. It's about, like, what's my accountability in this?
And I always say thank you as well. It's super important to say thank you as well, and to be grateful. And I don't think people do that.
Eso es una cosa muy importante.
You know what? People who go through mental health issues, because I've had mental health issues, one of the things that you are meant to think of or write down every night is five things you're grateful for in the day.
Yeah.
And if you have a diary of five things you're grateful for every day, you go to bed on a positive, and you wake up and you think, oh, lo voy a ver, or that's the last thing in your mind, and that elevates you for the day.
Yo no lo hago, pero...
I can see how it works.
Like, it does work.
Thing. I'm just thinking, how would I do that? I'd have to have, like... One five, thing a day,
five,
no,
five things como day.
Que
no.
Y además que te repite. A mí lo que me hago bien es la repetición.
My kids, my cats.
I'm grateful for my kids. I'm grateful for
thank you. I'm grateful for the walk to work because it was a really beautiful day.
Look at this day.
I'm grateful that the sun was shining because for 10 minutes when I went out for my break, I got the sun on my face and it made me feel good.
Sometimes we forget, no?
Yes, things like that. Like, I'm really grateful that I got home.
We forget de que la cosa que tenemos para otra persona es un lujazo.
Claro.
We forget. Yeah. Que tú dices, por favor, qué cosa. Pero tú dices, bueno, pero es que hay gente que diría lo que yo daría por hacer algo.
Bueno, decidme algo, hablando de resolutions. ¿Tenéis resolutions para el año nuevo?
Yo siempre tengo el mismo.
Pero, do you stick to it?
Yep, because I don't have to, in the sense that it's more about a mindset than doing it. And for me, my resolution, y lo digo porque it's going to sound really stupid, but it is the hardest thing you could ever do.
What?
Mystery.
To be happy.
Yeah, but...
Okay. Oof, it's a complete... Is that a resolution?
It's not really a resolution.
Yes, it is.
For nasty, that's just fucking reasonable.
Yes, it is. Because you know how hard it is not to get into a negative mindset and not to... Es muy, muy difícil.
But would it be not as easy, but the resolution then may be to be more positive. Oh, yo me puse my board last year, puse be more positive, smile more. Porque a veces me ven la gente como because I'm busy working, más serio, and I'm really not. No, porque digo, smile more and enjoy. Porque we are busy doing so much, and I work on the podcast and I have a full-time job, and a veces.
Pero no ve a mí eso no me funciona.
Sí, vale.
Porque yo soy una persona que me río mucho.
Y después lo opposite.
Y después por dentro como soy.
Sí, no, después y después las cositas afectan, muchas cosas las afectan.
Porque remember when you did the podcast and you said but you're so positive and I said but I'm not. Lo que pasa que me gusta hacerte de rey. Yeah. ¿Eh? Me gusta el
deflecting as well. No?
It's not deflecting. It's the fact de que it's not. I'm not deflecting. If I can't be happy for whatever reasons, but can I make you happy? Entonces ya está.
Okay.
That's what it is. So you always see me. Oh, qué pesada, niña, qué pesada, pero después monta niña por dentro está fatal.
Yeah.
Vale. So for me, it's the intention is that I have to be happy, and it means be happy with what you have, with where you're at, because a mí those things bog me down. I lose perspective and focus of how things are.
So do you make a plan of the things that are going to make you happier?
It is the fact that I intentionally have to be aware.
Okay. And does it work?
I do it every year and I keep on trying every year.
Do if you do it does, every day? Because this is something that you can't just...
No, you do it all the time.
All the time?
All the time. It's exhausting.
Yes, it's exhausting.
Because you have to change your bad habits all the time.
Tell me yours. I'm gonna,
what, resolution?
Well, something that you want to change, maybe. Or...
I think it's similar to this one. I think it's kind of now going... being positive but also accepting where I am.
Exactly.
More.
Do you find that hard?
See, sometimes I have. I've always kind of wanted to do more, put more...
What is this more going to give me?
Claro, lose weight, go running, and I do all these things, pero después digo, espérate, it's nice just to...
Do I feel different?
Also trying to change the relationships around me, you know, because sometimes you've just got to...
Por ejemplo,
let them and...
Yo te doy tiempo, I want to lose weight. As I lose weight, I'm getting flabbier. Vale? So now I have a different thing that makes me unhappy. So what should the focus be? The focus should be that I should happy. Accept me.
And be happy. Yeah, so that makes a lot of sense. Just
so that's why my resolutions are no longer about voy a perder peso, voy a hacer esto. No, I'm going to be happy. How do I be happy? Mira, haciendo esto y esto y esto. But as a consequence of my need to find this happiness, no, because it's going to make me happy.
Okay, so I chose last year, thanks to her a little bit, and she won't even know this, because she kind of put me as my place. A lot of people say que sabe Tavinia y tú siempre estás contenta, but actually Tavinia makes a lot of sense muchas veces. Me dijo un día, tú tienes que pasar de la gente, porque yo me preocupaba mucho what people thought about me. And I have some friends who judge me all the time. She said, why are you entertaining? And I think it happens to all of us, not just to me. We have some people in our lives, maybe not friends, but family, who drop comments every now and again because they know they can. Simple, they know they can. And then it's up to you to choose.
But why can't they?
It's up to you to choose.
But why can't they?
Because I've let them.
Thank you.
So it's up to you.
on how you take that.
The power is yours.
The problem.
People treat you how you let them.
I have decided somewhere along the line. It wasn't at the beginning of the year, but it's something that I've thought a lot about this year. I have decided not to engage or not to run after
or entertain
these kind of people who just. Don't bring me any happiness or any joy.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it's liberating. It's been about 4 or 5 where I was always worried. Oh, I always call them, they never call me. Or when I do call them, me sueltan indirecta. Or me dicen, why don't you do this? Why are you doing that?
And you're absorbing.
The validation side of it, no? There is an element of that, no?
Yes.
That's why sometimes we've had these friendships, and we've all had them.
Yes.
Okay, sometimes aren't the best ones, but for some reason we're like,
we want their approval. Because we need their approval. We need their validation. You don't need anybody's validation.
No, but it takes a long time to do that. And sometimes
yes,
for maturity, as a gay guy coming out at the start, you just want to, you know, that's partly why you work harder. You do this because you just want everyone's approval, just to kind of prove a point. Whereas actually when you're gay, you don't need to. I know.
Pero me encanta que como, and this is very interesting, porque como, he's gay, pero no importa, because he's really hard.
Well, something you feel like.
When you say it out loud, do this.
And I know not to play. I'm very conscious. You know, I've never played that card, whatever. But of course, it's in, and it's something that's studied about. And people who have are different, especially back in the day, come in with a overachieving or this or that because you feel that you're already on a handicap. Pero vamos, that's how I felt. But this year has been different.
It's interesting.
Let them. Yes. If you don't text me, let them.
I don't know. At some point, después que me lo dijo como 4 o 5 veces, and said, you know what? She's right. And I don't really need these people around. And I'm not interested in it.
Yeah.
Que no te están aportando nada.
And estoy muy bien.
So, your resolution for next year, for this year?
Carry on like that. To carry on like that. And to focus more on what makes me happy, actually. Next year's a big change for me.
Okay.
Because my son goes to university in September, which means that for 2 years we'll be childless. Well, childless, they'll come and go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's going to be very strange. My husband's really excited about it because he's planning all these things to do.
I would be too.
And I am a little bit
empty nest. Yeah,
empty nest.
Empty nest.
Lo lleva fatal.
Lo lleva fatal because I have a great relationship with my children. I adore them. But I need to kind of think a bit more about
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that's an opportunity
but
in there.
It's another thing where you learn, where you're learning it, where you have to learn it.
So yes. That's going to be hard because it's easy to put distance yeah. con la gente que you don't want to see. Pero
yes,
you
and,
do
I'm, and I'm going to... The other thing is...
Because yo, I don't know, I'm very different in that sense. I, mi marido y yo siempre pensamos lo mismo. Raise them and let them fly.
It's very easy to say that. I have let them fly. My daughter's flying, but I miss her lots.
See, and they've come home, and they're, it's just, no. But I know what you mean.
Sí, pero ella va también. Sí, pero ella va también.
Bad time. I know. I go and see her
a lot.
I had a bad time, but I think it was menopause related as well. In September, 2 years ago, my hormones. I had no estrogen. Another big thing. Okay, we talk about, pero
hormones. I realize now that. I was shown that they control everything.
Yes, they do.
At tal punto que you can very easily think that you've lost your mind, eh? Haciendo importante
eso. Are you hormonal as a bloke?
I guess we are. Not much. Not many people. There isn't much study as to the menopause, but it's already called the menopause. Okay. So I guess so. In terms of I'm more than my husband. I'm more up and down. But yeah, I don't know. Is the answer?
It's very
has something I've really thought about.
It's very different.
But I know that my friends, my female friends, who are going through the hormonal change, like the menopause, tiene tela. And
it is.
Now the stigma is getting beaten. More and more people understand it. More and more people talk about it. Because it sounds like a shitter.
It's awful.
Because from one moment to the next, if it's not a physical thing like the hot sweats,
it's an emotional
mood,
it's an emotional.
Just crying. I had a friend who just burst out crying all the time. She was living with us at the time, and it was tough because the patience was there. You know what I mean? Like before, you'd know what it was about, but it made things difficult for her.
Okay, when you don't understand it, when people don't understand things, sometimes they react either with anger or fear, no?
Yeah.
Say, por
fear. A lot of it is fear as well. I was always worried. I think it's because I'm an only child. I've gone through life always worrying that I'm going to end up on my own. This thing in my head, I don't want to be on my own.
I can't even imagine you being on your own, ever.
Come on.
Yeah, I can imagine how... on our own, doing
it's
a podcast just to...
Actually, when I go home, when I'm on my own, I walk into the house and I think, oh my God, there's no one home, que bien!
Pero that's interesting
I
that you should
worry,
say that.
I worry about being on my own, but when I actually get home and there's nobody
so
there,
so you worry about nothing.
Me tiro en el sofá and I'm like, que bien.
Sí, pero eso es un break. That's
pero
not
maybe,
being on
maybe,
your own.
Maybe yes. Maybe
por
yes.
ejemplo, una cosa que
yeah,
me dice,
exactly.
yo siempre he estado sola, ¿vale? Yo soy una persona que puedo estar sola. Yo salgo a comer sola. Yo he ido al cine sola. I'm fine. And I remember somebody saying to me, but aren't you lonely? And I said, just because I'm alone doesn't mean I'm lonely.
That's a pink song.
Is it?
Yeah, she's a lyric. There's a lyric in a pink song that she says.
Entonces, yo soy una persona, I'm very comfortable in my own company, and I don't need that thing. ¿Vale? Mi marido, por ejemplo, le gusta estar con alguien. Te digo, y él como, bueno, ¿qué hago? ¿Qué voy a ir solo? Y yo le digo, yes. Y él piensa, no. So it's a very different thing.
But
it's very interesting that you're afraid.
Mm. I've always been like
but
that.
But what's wrong with being alone?
Nothing. And I've also gone to the cinema alone.
It's super empowering.
And I've also gone out to eat alone. And I've traveled alone.
Yeah, the market, you can always be, quite, but you can,
really
you can always be in the
alone.
Presence of people and be really lonely.
Yes.
Yeah, so maybe that's this year gone with your son going to uni, and maybe the end of this year, beginning of next is when you discover a bit more time. on your
discover you.
I want to do other things, and there's things that I want to do. Yeah.
So do them.
No, it's just a bit. It's like the
discover
changing.
Myself.
Yeah, that discover myself. That would be my resolution.
Yeah, that would discover myself, or your manifest as to what is spend some more time alone.
What am I?
Yeah,
who? No, who are you? Who am I? Yes, not serious.
Oh my gosh, this is really, really deep stuff.
Bit deep. Let's lighten the mood. Well, I've got a few questions. I thought to change it a little bit, to ask both of you, see what you think, Vale, and maybe we can discuss. So, what gives you the greatest pleasure?
Oh,
it's a good one.
Oh my God, that's yes. A big.
Yes. What gives you the greatest pleasure? So
it's okay. Como guilty pleasures.
Not guilty pleasure. No. What makes you the happiest?
Oh, the happiest.
The greatest. I don't know. Pleasure.
Oh,
it can be whatever.
This is really difficult.
On a very little thing, I haven't got kids, I've got two cats.
Te iba a decir, no, a mí me lo está tropeando, porque no, am I expected to say, my children.
In the morning, I wake up, and I've got one of the cats, and I get up and digo, ay, Nachito.
Oh, she loves cats.
Nacho.
She's got a tattoo of her cat.
Ay, mírala. When they look at you and they say, and when they choose to sit on your lap, that gives me joy.
You say I'm a Nachita?
No, Nacho.
Nacho.
Nacho kids, like Nacho. And he's una patata, is really big. So he gives me a lot of joy, but really when you think of like, it's just being with my mom, she gives me a lot of joy, and being able to relax. It doesn't happen a lot of just when you have like the afternoon to yourself, yeah. Or that's what I mean. So that gives me
joy.
Que te va al campo,
pero you don't have the afternoon
down.
To yourself.
Sorry?
We always coming off one of the cases I'm thinking.
No, but you know what? That brings me joy. So it's a very hard one to say what brings me the biggest pleasure. Out of my heart, all the things that I'm grateful for. But that
pero
would
no,
be.
Eso es lo otro. Yo me expected to say, my children.
I'm grateful
no,
for my.
No,
yeah.
Sí, pero por Dios. Cuando me dijeron a mí, cuando yo vi a Slash de Guns N' Roses, and I said, that was the best night of my life, y me dijeron, uy, por Dios, no era cuando nacieron tus hijos. Y yo dije, ni mis hijos nacieron de día.
That first coffee in the morning.
Timmy tea por la mañana.
It's okay, no, yeah, I want to ask her, what's
I love
that?
Eating. Oh, I get excited about food.
Bueno,
pero,
if you ask
pero
me
funnily
I'm
enough,
going to restaurants that I like, that I know I'm going to eat like this.
You know what? Funnily enough, a mí me encanta de comer, ¿vale? Me encanta. Y yo como lo que sea. And lately, that's how I know that I'm not doing okay. Because I'm not interested in food.
Oh,
and I think
big sign.
Oh,
yeah,
something's
yeah.
Not okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Porque no me se me apetece nada, no se me mete nada por ojo, and that's not a good thing. So that's interesting.
Yeah, I love food.
Oh,
but I don't know. I need a bit of that because right now I'm just like I'll have a thing. I want
no,
one
I'll eat it.
Yeah, but you're not taking the pleasure from
no.
It.
No. It's automatic and it's because it's required.
What's
pero
your favorite
I'm not,
food? I'm just saying, okay, bueno, sissy, what
everything.
You want to choose one thing.
One?
The big, okay, so you get pleasure from food. What's your
I
biggest
love Chinese
pleasure?
Food is my favorite.
See, I know, I'm an Indian.
No pasta.
But what is in Chino there?
I love duck.
In the wraps.
I love the wraps.
It's no. In el hoisin.
I love noodles.
I know.
I love sweet and sour.
No pasta. Yeah. Pasta como tú quieras.
Un bollo buen hecho del coffee run with it. It's right for lunch.
Oh my God,
ham and cheese. Ham and cheese de la vida. With
cheese? Con una tacita de té.
Un montón de pasta.
Ham and cheese with butter.
Y un santo.
Y un santo. I can't stand. I don't like anything very, very sweet.
I'll have a frozen one.
No, but I think that's a pleasure. That's like nostalgia. Doesn't that when you're... That's like
you know what's a guilty... You know what's a pleasure for me? It's really bad. Nocilla, pero con cuchara. Whoa.
Mi madre no decía.
Eso es una poca vergüenza.
My mother used to say, ponte nos mam, puedo que have nocilla. Yes, pero only a bit. And me and my sister would get it with a spoon. Medio jar.
Sí, pero tú en el pan. Nosotros la cuchara.
No, no, pero bueno, el pipán.
I had it yesterday, actually. I had it yesterday.
Next question, you like this, so I'm both of you. Do you have faith in a higher power?
Yes, but I don't know what it is.
Same answer, actually.
I have faith in something, but I don't know what it is. And I don't care to know what it is. It doesn't bother me.
See, I can't. Yeah, I don't have time in this life to figure
no,
it out.
No hay time.
Eso.
No hay time.
No, vale.
Es que me da igual. No necesito saberlo.
Okay. But I do think there's something, not maybe a greater being, but there's an energy.
An energy,
force,
yes.
It comes
yes.
To down to vibes.
To feel like there's
yeah,
yes.
I do. But I don't believe in you know, cliche, the religion, the have to do this, you have to do that to practice, I think.
No.
If you can take time out to reflect and...
Just try and be a good person, y punto, ya.
Yeah, don't be a...
Very good, okay. Tell me one thing that you both actually changed about yourselves in over the years.
You're not the Sakaoto questions.
They're good.
They are.
Well, they're thought provoking. That's why I wanted to ask you them.
I used to go around thinking that everybody was being shitty to me. And I used to let it affect my mood until one day. Me acuerdo y dónde era, me acuerdo con quién era y todo, eh? I just had this moment of, you know what? It's you.
Self-imposed pressure.
Eres una amarga. And the reason, I'm serious, and the reason why people react that way to you is because you are there first. And I changed from that day. What things that happen to me are my responsibility, are my choices, and the way that people react to me is because of the way that I am putting myself out. Ahora, if it's si me responden bien, bien. Si me responden mal, maybe it's something I said. Maybe it is, and if it isn't, no me interesa. That's how they are choosing to see it. Pero yo me di cuenta que yo era una amarga de la vida, y por eso la gente me trataba como me trataban. And I used to think, uff, hay que ver qué mal me sale todo y qué mal.
No, era yo,
y ya está.
Vale.
So, and that was massive.
I'm going to just say something on this, on that. I went to a talk that somebody, Tina Galliano, did actually. It was all about that. It was about it's called The Secret. She's read this book, The Secret. What you put out is what you attract.
Yes.
And I have noticed that 100% recently.
Yes.
That what you put out is exactly what you get back, and I look at other people around me and other people's behavior out there, and it is.
And that's essentially
exactly what you've just said. What you're putting out is what you're getting back. That's why you are amarga.
So it's a counterpoint. But you changed now, no? You know?
Sí.
No, ya no era una amarga.
No.
She's not.
No, but it is.
People think I am. Que me da igual, que piense lo que quiera.
Yeah. Sí, pero that's why.
Another thing that I came to the conclusion as well was cuando la gente dice, no, porque Davinia es así. If you don't take the time to get to know me, then no me interesa. If you're going to assume something porque me ha visto, cuando tú no sabes que yo soy, sí, soy súper cínica, soy súper hecho, pero soy así. Usually it's more of either protection thing or porque me gusta ese tipo de humor.
Yeah.
And if you don't see through that and you don't see como yo soy por dentro, entonces I don't have time for you. Me da igual.
Sí.
I don't care. Sí.
Bueno, ¿y tú?
No, I think, pero mira, lo de what you put out and the law of attraction and all of that, 100%. But it's, I think when I said I need to smile more, que la gente ve que, because if not,
that's
if
right.
You're serious, you attract serious. Claro. Actually, I'm not serious. So I want to be around people who aren't so much. For me, it's been over the years que yo me doy cuenta que I used to try so much to fit in,
tiempo,
not put your head up. And over the last couple of years, especially con lo del podcast, things like this wouldn't have even imagined to me 2 years ago. In a place like Jib, which is amazing and great, it's also a small community. And if you put your head up the parapet sometimes, the hand of there, it's not easy. You have to be very confident and you have to be happy with yourself. And I think that's been a thing that I've changed in myself.
Yeah, well, that's good.
That I've seen give my confidence.
There's someone who watches the podcast que dice que yo soy una amarga.
Bueno, no, she's not in real person. In real life, she's not una amarga. From what I'm going to get to know her more, pero no. And the other one is, see, I think if you put, it comes to the same thing, confidence, not being so much about saying the right thing.
It's all about confidence.
No, al contrario, I was saying the right thing all the time.
Yes, I'm going to say what I think.
And you're insipid, no?
Que no, yeah. Es que, okay, tú tienes que poder estar cómodo dando tu opinión, sino entonces, ¿qué estamos haciendo?
Pero a veces que no lo tengo, it's like sometimes I'm quite easygoing, so you say,
that's fine.
What's your favorite movie? And I go, I'm sure I have one, but I don't have a, I'm never black and white.
Ni yo digo muchas, porque antes ella preguntó, ¿qué? Muchas cosas, no sé. Depende del mood, depende de esto, depende de lo otro.
Well, no, for example, I don't have one food I don't like. I have to really think about it. Marzipan,
Ugeko.
Anyway, I'm digressing.
Anyway.
Any, no more questions, no?
Sigue.
She likes this. Well, I was going to tell you about me. I have what I've changed about myself in case you wanted to know.
Yes, please.
So, no, Mardano,
I've got a list of questions
funny,
now.
I was an only child, and I kind of have been brought up to be submissive, to always agree and do what my parents wanted me to do. And I have carried this throughout my life. And it got to a point where I thought, right, that's it. I'm not being trampled on anymore. And people probably don't know this about me, but I've stood up for myself recently.
Till I pour, maybe not proud.
I'm always worried about
you. Really proud of me. I said no. Yo muy bien. Después otro día me dice, no, me ha pasado esto. Yo, ¿por qué no le dijiste que no?
Le mando WhatsApps.
Escúchame, you should, en vez de perception, porque yo siempre la escucho en las radios. Okay. I've always heard you on the radio, and it doesn't come across.
Last question. What is your biggest wish for 2024?
World peace, la verdad.
Ay, para. Do you want to swim with the dolphins también? Qué bonito.
Standing there.
I want world peace, I want to swim with the dolphins. Thank you.
A big holiday world cruise.
Thank you. Thank you, Andy.
Thank you, yes.
Thank you. Good night.
Good evening, Peter.
Good evening, Andy.
It was always Peter Canes, and it was always like...
No, para mí. Good evening, Andy. Después, I really want to swim with the dolphin. Yes. Stop it.
You know, when I presented Miss Chip, this was the funniest thing. I really wanted to say, do you want something like that? Like, do you want to go on a big holiday world cruise? Or do you want to cruise? But I wasn't. I was told I wasn't allowed to.
Of course you can't. De vacaciones de toda la cara.
No, pero no era cachondeo. Era, it's just like fun because it's standard questions.
Yo tengo una lista.
What's your big wish?
Big wish, mira. I know it's cliche, pero mira. Health for my whole family. It's been a really good year. I want that to continue for this year.
Good.
And if I can't, if there's a deal or no deal or whatever at the border, yet there's some resolution. Que algo pase. Clarity.
No va a pasar nada.
Pero y tú que venga, shush.
I can't say it. It's too personal.
Okay.
Bueno. We hope it works out. We'll manifest whatever it is. Yeah. And mine is, I think, just to keep going as I'm going, because I'm doing quite well.
Good. Yes.
And I'm quite proud of myself, and I've changed lots of things. Actually, she's helped me a lot. She doesn't really know it.
La amarga.
Never actually told her, but I've changed.
Di la verdad, que estoy por detrás diciéndote que asco, no vale para nada.
No, pero se ve que tenéis un dynamic aquí really, really, really good, and you can't both be like, yeah.
Te imaginas, qué movimiento.
No, at all.
Okay, no, stick on this trajectory. It's not doing you any harm, y carry on. And health extends to you both.
Yes, and health. And you, David, and you must come back. We really enjoyed.
I will anytime.
I speak for Dav as well. Dav is,
que la conozco toda la vida.
Bueno, tú sabes que ya he caído, ¿no?
Sí. Ah, pues nada, me lo va a decir ahora. Yes. Happy New Year. All the best.
Thank you to Travel Counselors for sponsoring.
Weekend in London, big trip to New York, or lounge on the beaches of Bali. Do you have some big travel plans for 2024? Here at Travel Counselors Gibraltar, we pride ourselves on being friendly, helpful, knowledgeable, and always readily available. So if you have some travel ideas or are looking for some inspiration, then don't hesitate to get in touch. There's really no such thing as fashionably late with travel. The earlier, the better. We can't wait to speak to you.
Street Talk is sponsored by the Travel Counselors in Langwall Road, right by the Irish Steps, specialising in creating dream holidays without stress. And with a rating of 4.9 out of 5 on Trustpilot, call the Travel Counselors today on 200 71787. Thanks goes to sound engineer and producer Charlie Hurst for putting this podcast together. You can catch Charlie at charlie@soundunit.co.uk. Please rate and drop comments and get in touch with us. Your opinions really matter to us, and we want to know what you think. You can write in at rougejib@gmail.com, and please don't forget to rate the show on all your favorite listening platforms.